information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mommy says don't play with fire.
Oh, oh, thank God.
That's hot.
But Mommy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you
want to
go?
Hi, hi, Alan. Hey, hey, and welcome to a brand new year in the Credit Cast. It's 2015. Yeah, we just slid into that, didn't we? I mean, you know, I was just chilled most of the time. So, yeah, wasn't really dramatic, but yeah. But the end of the year was dramatic. Yeah, there was a bit of a braai at Carl Joshua Movie's house, and a couple of friends were there. There was a whole pig. And, you know, for those that like animals, me and Bashupi killed a rabbit. Well, actually four of them. We actually Googled it, okay? So we didn't know how to kill rabbits. Now think about this. We didn't know how to, you know, like somebody comes, I think Carl Josh and one of his brothers came and they dropped off some rabbits. And we're like, oh, we need to cook these, right? But you can't cook live rabbits. They're kind of like not a done thing. So just didn't do that. And so what we did was like we Googled how to kill rabbits and then, yeah, I'm not really going to tell you how we did it because, you know, they were cute little rabbits. I thought of taking selfies with them first and then killing them, but I thought it would be a bit sadistic. So, yeah, that was that. Anyway, big story, the first story of the year that I'll talk about is really sad. An air ratio plane disappeared over the Java Sea in Indonesia after while on its way to Singapore. And, well, unfortunately it was found, and they've been discovering dead bodies from the debris of the plane and stuff, so forth. They haven't found the black box, so it's not very clear what happened. So, yeah, that's sad. That's three Asian-related aircrafts crashing or disappearing in the last year. So, yeah, that's sad. Very sad. Also happening this past week, the price of beer dropped. Yeah, beer became cheaper in Zimbabwe. I think it's a route to try and use the bond coins. Remember, the bond coins have been introduced into the country. They haven't been really well received on social media, but they're being widely used, actually being widely used on the ground. So, yeah, don't let social media fool you. Also happening this past week, Makandiwa, you know him? Emmanuel Makandiwa had his crossover at his church. And, well, he warned government to keep its hands off, churches. I don't know if it's got something to do with the fact that Makandiwa feels that the government is threatening his money after it was revealed that they are interested in taxing money made by churches. I don't know. Maybe that's where it comes from. Although, of course, there were murmurs about trying to regulate churches, which is kind of, you know, dicey ground to try and step on and stuff like that. Also, what would a year-end be like if there were no nude photos being dropped all over and over again? A woman by the name of Yolanda Kuzimu Sandiri or something like that, yeah, she on Facebook, had nude pictures of her and a friend called Clara posted on social media. And they invited, you know, interested parties to engage in acts of sexual congress with them. Now, she took those down quite soon after, not before they were screen munched by a lot of people and sent to me and a whole bunch of other people, yeah, whatever. But she said now there's a guy called Innocent Musaku something or the other. Musakaruka or something, yeah. It's a guy that she dumped or didn't want to date or something like that. So it was a case of revenge porn. It's just like, yeah. I mean, we can understand how it can be a case of revenge porn, but I don't know. I mean, she looks like a decent girl, but you know, I mean, you know, what is a decent girl? A lot of these establishments you walk into, girls look decent nowadays, and you have a conversation with them, and they tell you, oh, you know, did I be paid for stuff? Yeah. Now, there's anything wrong with paying for stuff, but, you know, you'd like to know up front that this conversation is on a meter, you know, or the end of it is going to result in you having to pay for something. Anyway, what else happened? Dave Watmore was introduced as Zimbabwe's next cricket coach. Now, cricket Zimbabwe has been silly for a while, experimenting. What was that Stephen Mangungo thing? Like, why would you do that? Like, a horrible coach. Yes, he won a match against Australia, but, even you know, their defenders have scored hat-tricks at some point, but doesn't make them goal scorers, does it? But anyway, Dave Watmore won the World Cup with Sri Lanka in 1996. So He's got a pedigree and that sort of thing. So, yeah, whatever. Anyway, and then finally, big end to the year for Zimbabwe, Cindy Munyavi. You remember her? Yeah, she won an African Music Award for Best Female South African or Southern African Artist. So, shout out to her. And you know, based on that, I'm actually going to play a song from her. It's a song that she released last year. It was called Parere Moyo. It's Larry. It's the Critic Cast. Now that's music from Cindy Munyavi. The track is called Parere Moyo. The name is Larry. You listen to the Critic Cast.
Today's hottest music may be fatal if swallowed, but be our guest.
So now in the second section of the Critic Cast, I'm going to talk about what was our feature story of the week. Now, at this New Year's Eve going to New Year's Day, there were a lot of fireworks in Harare. And by fireworks, I'm not being metaphorical here. I'm talking about real, actual fireworks. You know the stuff that you see at Haifa on closing day, where you got like huge fireworks in the sky and loads of explosions. Feeling sorry for the dogs there. You know, dogs really hate fireworks. Most dogs. Maybe that random dog that actually thinks it's cool. Like, you know, like that dog that likes bathing that is like weird. But anyway, that's just me digressing. Anyway, there were dogs, right? Oh, why am I talking about dogs? Gosh, there were fireworks in Harare. And I'm not sure that all those fireworks are legal, to be honest. In fact, they can't be illegal because there's no such thing as an illegal firework in Zimbabwe. I searched through all laws that had to do with fireworks, explosions, that sort of thing. And it turns out there really isn't anything that says fireworks are illegal or the use of that regulates the use of fireworks in this country. I've seen at Haifa, the bomb disposal unit there, right behind backstage, and everybody gets cleared out, and like, oh, something might happen, or whatever it is, oh gosh, everybody's got to behave and whatnot. But, you know, there is no act that actually deals with fireworks. And if you look at the United Kingdom, for example, they have a fireworks act which says that kids under the age of 18 cannot play around with adult fireworks and all sorts of things, and you know, it regulates who's allowed to sell fireworks. Now, you can go on the streets, on the street corners in Harare and buy fireworks, no questions asked. You can go to shops downtown, especially with these cheap Chinese imports that are coming into the country, which means that the risk of accidents happening is exponentially higher. And speaking of that, there's a picture that's been doing the rounds, apparently taken by a nurse at Parire Nyato Hospital, of a child whose hand, you can see, it's a horrible picture. Disturbing. That kind of disturbing. Anyway, it's a picture of a child whose hand has been partially blown off and part of their face has been mutilated. A huge section of the face has been mutilated and is believed it's done by fireworks. And I think legislation now has to be put in place. Because, I think maybe a couple of years ago when fireworks were not so widely available because they were expensive or with the luxury of people that could afford them, that was a completely different thing. But now imagine living in a block of flats and there's someone who's storing fireworks in their house. And there's certain, you know, rules and regulations for handling fireworks and so forth. And they don't really follow them. And next thing, the whole block of flats explodes. It's done. End of story, finishing class. So yeah, there has to be explicit regulation that has to deal with that. Yeah. So prudes might say no. I mean, not prudes. Prudes will say yes. Totally, they all say yes. I mean, prudes love regulation. They love rules. But I'm talking about, you know, advocates for pro use of fireworks and free expression and so forth might say no. This is government getting all super excited. But hey, better safe than sorry, right? Would you want to be that sorry person? I don't think so. It's sad. And if that story of the child is true, gosh, it's horrible. Absolutely horrible. And I hope the child recovers, because it's just horrible. It's just horrible.
Jamming your airwaves. Oh yeah, forget about the rest, baby. Won't you pick up the phone? Let me hear how you're doing tonight. Tonight we are the best. Contest us with the rest, baby. Pass me the mic, let me do a freestyle with you now. Oh yeah. Chipu changu chandaka piwa na nyatenga Chiku imba mimanzi la vengi rangu Nanu rati wala chindi una nishibuni The best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be You know we love to sing and dance, so baby won't you come home Koma na nevasika na hona ika na sita kutika ii When you hear me representing dollar signs Upon a check
Yeah, that's the music of Henry and Sinbad. The track is called Gwenyambira. It's one of those tracks that has got a catchy tune. And you kind of feel guilty for liking because you're not really saying anything interesting or anything that you've never heard before. But it's got that catchy tune and you find yourself going, oh, whatever, I don't know. Whatever, who cares? Anyway, the name is Larry, it's the Critic Cast. On the other side, if you're feeling lonely, I've got some advice for you. Yeah, big shout out to DJ C-Mac for that top five. He's the five tracks that he says you should be listening to right now from Zimbabwe. The name is Larry. It's the Query Cast. Now, the third segment, I always talk about, you know, soft human issues, relationship issues. Now, you may be feeling lonely, like super lonely, like, oh, you know, sad. Be feeling really lonely. And especially on holiday times, I came across a lot of lonely people, and I was just sad. Now, I've got some advice for people that that are feeling lonely, how to deal with loneliness. First and foremost, the most fundamental thing for dealing with loneliness is to first believe this one thing. You are not alone. So you're not the only person. I know it sounds like a cliche thing. You're not the only person in the history of the world that has ever felt lonely. And you're not the only person that's lonely right now. So why am I saying this? There is nothing wrong with you. So you're not the issue. Sometimes it's down to you can't find people with similar interests and so forth. And sometimes it's a passing phase. You just feel a little bit, you know, lonely. So now when you feel lonely, one thing you don't want to do is just jump into social activities for the sake of it. You know, sometimes, like, for example, some people start dating just because they're lonely. It's a bad idea, an incredibly bad idea. Don't do that. Don't. Absolutely don't. It's just a not done thing. So, yeah, just what you want to do is to ease yourself back into activities. Because one of the reasons people feel lonely, one of the most fundamental reasons people feel lonely is because there's something about themselves that they don't feel so good about themselves. So they shut themselves down. they feel like, you know, they need to disappear into this cocoon. And, you know, the danger that happens is something that I warn you against. That's wallowing in self-pity and saying that, oh, why me? Oh, no, this is so horrible. The world is such a horrible place. Oh, my God. You know, don't wallow in self-pity. Don't disappear into a little dark crevice and never be found again. It's not what you want to do, because that would just make you feel worse. You know, and you don't want to feel worse. What you want to do is to find a way of climbing out of that loneliness. Now, just for the record, we're not talking about being alone, because sometimes you need to be alone. You need to deal with your own issues. And in as far as trying to deal with those issues, the best way to do that is, in terms of trying to get out of that cocoon, is to try to find fun activities that you can do alone. Okay? Don't be afraid to go into the world alone and enjoy what you actually enjoy. Learn and discover yourself. Find out what you actually like about yourself. You know, if you feel like, for example, that you may be repelling people that you like, go and find out what type of foods you like. I always tell people, you know, sometimes you think you like certain types of food, but you really don't. So take walks. Get a pet. You know, pets are particularly exciting and an exciting avenue for trying to deal with loneliness, because you get to have affection for something that is, that doesn't judge you so much, maybe. I don't know. Maybe that's not the word. Anyway, you know, when you're trying to come out of that dark space that you're in, do it slowly. Okay, call people that you know will be fun to hang on with. Sometimes call people and do it in small doses. You need to push yourself out of that area in which you feel like it's okay to sit at home and curl into a ball and cry and think that the world is such an ugly place. No, you need to make an effort, but only, as I said, after you've done the other things that I talked about. That you just don't feel like, don't start feeling pity for yourself. Don't feel like you're the only person in the history of the universe that is suffering in this manner. Don't get all weird where you do nothing. Keep yourself busy, I always say. Keep yourself busy. Because the more you keep busy, the less time you get to think about these silly things, the silly thoughts, which is, you know, like I said, a feeling wallowing self-pity and that sort of thing. With that, I say thank you very much for joining me on the first episode of 2015. It's been fun. Yeah, I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you want to get in touch with me, the email address is info@larrycreditrae.com, or you could go to my website, www.larrycreditrae.com, or follow me on Twitter @creditrae. Creditrae has got a YI at the end. Or WhatsApp me, +263 776 595 56 595 560. Let me do that again. +263 776 595 560. And with that, I play you another song that doesn't actually say anything. I remember as kids we used to sing this song a lot of times. It's been done by a rock Afro punk rock group called Chikwata 263. It's off their brand new album, Chawuya. The track is called Mudumduri. The name is Larry. It's the Criticast. Take care of yourself.
I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you wanna go out?